Blog Talk Radio.
Presiding Prelate Bishop Derek Robinson. You're listening to KDFI Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everyone. You heard our International Presiding Bishop. You are listening to KDFI Radio, Kingdom Radio for Kingdom People. You already know what this is. This is the show that features the anointed and the appointed in God's kingdom. I am your host, Overseer Jamel Elliott, and I am so excited about the preaching powerhouses that are coming forth today. We are in for a treat because they are from the Eastern region, better known as the Beast in the East. So we know God is going to move. Listen, we are about to go into the presence of the living God. So prepare your hearts for the word. But before we do, we want to remind you that Kingdom Destiny Fellowship International, where Bishop Derek Robinson is our international presiding bishop, is one of the fastest growing and most dynamic fellowships anywhere. And we want you to be a part. So do this for us. Go to kdfi.net. Right now, go ahead, type it in, dfi.net. And see what this dynamic fellowship has to offer. I'm telling you, it will bless your life. And Kingdom People, can I just take a moment to say thank you? Yes, thank you. We have been able to bless all of our guests that have come on since we began our Cash App, and it's all because of you. So whatever God is laying on your heart, go to $KDFI Radio right now, $KDFI Radio, and just give whatever God is laying on your heart. And remember, we want you to attach your need to your seed so that we can pray for you. I'm just excited about what I've seen God do in my life since I've been giving, and I know he's going to bless you. That's $KDFI Radio. And I believe you're going to see the blessings begin to flow in your life when you are blessing others. Amen? Well, get excited, get excited, get excited. We have the Eastern region in the house. And our very Clemens, I am so excited to have him on the show on today. Man of God, welcome. You are on KDFI Radio.
Good evening. How's everybody doing out there?
Amen. They are listening, man of God, all over the country. So good to have you on. Before you go forth and bring us into the presence of God, we just want you to tell us a little bit about yourself. So can you tell us the name of your church, how long you've been pastoring, and where you're located?
My name is Reverend Dr. Derek Clemens. I've been at St. Joseph Missionary Baptist Church in Statesville, North Carolina, for 8 years now. I just celebrated an anniversary on last Sunday, and God has been blessing us, and we thank God for all that he's doing for us.
Amen. Did you say you just celebrated an anniversary? Well, we want to celebrate with you. This is how we do it on KDFI Radio.
Thank you.
Amen. Well, listen, we believe, Pastor Clemens, that God has put people down on the side of you. We don't want to belabor the time, not another minute. All I can say is, man up, go forth.
Hey, amen. Let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. Lord God, we thank you for all the listeners out there. And Lord God, we ask right now you just continue to touch and bless each and every one of us and bless this great association as well. We ask all these things in your precious, righteous name. We do pray. Let us all say amen. May if you have your Bibles, turn to the book of Obadiah. We come from Obadiah chapter 1, verses 10 through 17. And it says, "For thy violence against thy brother Jacob, shame shall cover thee, and thou shalt be cut off forever. In the day that thou stoodest on the other side, in the day that the strangers carried away the captives his forces, and the foreigners entered into his gates and cast lots upon Jerusalem, even thou wast as one of them. But thou shouldest not look on the day of thy brother and the day that he became a stranger, neither shouldest thou have rejoiced over the children of Judah in the day of their destruction. Neither shouldest thou have spoken proudly in the day of distress. Thou shouldest not have entered into the gate of my people in the day of their timidity. Yea, that thou shouldest not have looked on their afflictions in the day of their timidity, nor have lands on their substance in the day of their timidity. Neither shouldest thou have stood in the crossway to cut off those of his that had escaped. Neither shouldest thou have delivered upon those of his that remained in the day of distress. For the day of the Lord is near upon all the heathen that thou hast done. It shall be done upon thee, and thy reward shall return upon thy own head. For as ye have drunk upon my holy mountains, so shall all the heathens drink continually. Yea, they shall drink, and they shall swallow down, and they shall be as though they had not been. But upon Mount Zion shall be delivered, and there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions." Let's focus on verse 17. It says, "But upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions." I would like to use as a subject briefly, everything you have lost, you shall get it back. Everything you have lost, you shall get it back. My brothers and sisters, the book of Obadiah is one of the books that is never really preached from. Obadiah is the shortest book in the Bible, contains one chapter and 21 verses. It rests between the book of Amos and Jonah. But in Obadiah, the prophet is foretelling doom just like the others. And yes, you might be getting a bit tired of all this obedience and punishment from God's people. That's okay, because it helps us to relate to God's perspective. He certainly grows tired of our rebellion. And Obadiah gets straight to the point about the specific nature of individual sins. We can read the larger plan of God as with Zephaniah, who spoke of the coming day of the Lord and his implications to the people as a whole. But Obadiah speaks to us much more personally. He speaks with conviction about conviction. And by conviction, I'm not talking about strong desires to do something, as I have a strong conviction to be a better person. But although that is most definitely related, I'm speaking of conviction as in you done something very bad and you know it. My brothers and sisters, all of us have done something bad and we know what we have done. But my brothers and sisters, God is speaking to your conscience and not your convicted. See, the people of Edom had done some very bad things, specific things that God caused them to the floor about it. Just like you and I, if we truly stand before the presence of our holy, righteous God with a true heart, we can stand convicted. Anyway, we should stand convicted. But they should have stood convicted, but they were deluded into thinking they were above the rules and above the law, and it all didn't apply to them. See, my brothers and sisters, we got to understand that we are not above the law in any shape, form, or fashion. There was no conviction in their heart, but the book of Obadiah, this is the vision that the sovereign Lord revealed to Obadiah concerning the land of Edom. The Lord says to Edom, I will cut you down to the size among the nations. You will be greatly despised. You have been deceived by your own pride because you live in a rock fortress and make your home in high mountains. See, my brothers and sisters, who can ever reach us if we think we're on the mountaintop? But even if you soared as high as an eagle and built your nest among the stars, I would bring you crashing down, says Lord. But my brothers and sisters, if thieves came at night to rob you, they would not take everything. See, those who harvest grape always leaves a few for the poor, but your enemies will wipe you out completely. How many of you know that your enemies will take everything you got? Every nook and cranny of Edom will be searched and looted, but every treasure will be found and taken. All your allies will turn against you. They will help you chase you from your land. They will promise you peace while plotting to deceive and destroy you. Your trusted friends will set traps for you and you won't even know about it. My brothers and sisters, everybody that calls you friend, cousin, sister, brother, really aren't who they say they are. They are just like a snake wandering through the grass waiting to make the next move. The sad part is that the snakes in the church are hiding behind the Bible. How many of you know that there are some snakes in the church that's hiding behind the Bible? When you come in, they say, hallelujah, praise the Lord, but they're trying to find a way to strike you. But my brothers and sisters are coming up in church and smiling and looking all over you and telling you how much they love you, how much they care about you, how much they love you to the moon and back. But deep down inside, those folks don't care if you go to hell and back three times. Hello, somebody. But my brothers and sisters, at that time, not a single wise person will be left in the holy land of Edom, says the Lord. For on the mountain of Edom, I will destroy everyone who has an understanding. See, the mightiest warrior of Timon will be terrified, and everyone in the mountains of Edom will be cut down in the slaughter because of the violence, what you did to your closest brothers of Israel. You will be filled with shame and destroyed forever. But when they were invaded, you stood aloof, refusing to help them. See, foreign invaders carried off their wealth and cast lots to divide them. Rivals between Edom and Israel had a long history. Abraham's son Isaac and his had twin sons, Jacob and Esau. Esau had the birthright, but Jacob tricked Esau out of their father's blessing. Jacob fled when he found out that Esau had planned revenge. But it was not 2 years later that they met again, but through the meeting was a tearful and emotional relationship. Was eventually entirely healed, and their descendants remained. While Esau was called Edom as early as Genesis 25. And the name is confirmed several times in Genesis 30. But so there is no doubt that Obadiah was talking about these relatives of Esau when he painted such a grim picture of their faith. There were frequent border clashes between Edom and Judah. But when Nebuchadnezzar conquered Jerusalem in the 6th century B.C., Edom saw their opportunity. They joined forces with the Babylonians and grabbed what they could from the Jews. For that sin, Obadiah revealed that God said Edom would be brought down, and this prophecy came through history, tells us that the Edomites were eventually assimilated into their own nation and never regained their identity as independent people. See, they were gone. They were didn't exist anymore. But my brothers and sisters, the text lets you know that in life, you're going to lose some things. You're going to have some people to do you wrong. You're going to find out how close you are to some so-called people. But my brothers and sisters, the reality to it all is whatever you lost, you shall get it back. But verse 15 tells us that for the day of the Lord is near upon all heathens, as thou hast done. It shall be done unto thee. Thy reward shall return upon thy own head. But my brothers and sisters, there is a reward in all of this. No matter what you've been through, some light is on the other side. Some of you experiencing pain in life, but there's relief on the way. Somebody in here might have lost a job or maybe looking for a job, but I come to let you know that whatever you lost, you will get it back. But it's going to be better than what you lost. Some of you may have lost your home. Some of you may have lost your transportation. Some of you may have lost your boyfriend, girlfriend, or spouse. Some of you may have lost touch with your child.
you may have lost your pride. Some of you may have lost money along the way. Some of you may have lost just everything that you want to just give up on life. But my brothers and sisters, I come to tell you that everything that you lost, you shall get it back. You're probably asking right now, Pastor, why did you say that? And there's a reason why I say that, because the Bible tells me something. That every time I read the Bible, it puts a smile on my face. It puts a jump in my step. It puts clarity in my mind. It makes my heart just beat. It lets me know that we as people are not perfect. It lets me know that we all have sin and fell short of the glory of God. It lets me know that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. It lets me know that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. It lets me know that I have said these things to you, that in me you have peace, but in the world you will have tribulations. But take heart, I have overcome the world. It lets me know that Jesus answered her, "O woman, great is thou your faith. Be it done for you as you desire." And her daughter was healed instantly. Is there anybody in here today that can feel the healing coming right now? See, the Bible lets me know that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. I don't know about you, but all the headaches from yesterday is gone, because when I woke up this morning, I had nothing but joy on the inside. I had joy on the outside. I had a brand new praise in my mouth. I had a brand new dance. I had a brand new attitude. Is there anybody on here today can feel the joy right now? Is there anybody that can testify right now that everything I lost is coming back? See, my brothers and sisters, I want to let you know that you can't give up now, because everything you lost, it shall come back. If it never comes back, then it never was. You may have lost your home, but it's coming back. You have lost your job, but it's coming back. Grab your neighbor and say, "Neighbor, everything you lost, it shall come back." You want to know how I know? Because the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He made me to lie down in green pastures. He lead me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He lead me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod, thy staff, thy comfort me. Thou prepared the table before me in the presence of my enemy. Thou anointed my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. He said, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever, forever, forever. Everything you lost is sad. Come back, and when it come back, he will give you double for your trouble. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody that just heard that word, can you just rejoice right where you are? Anything, everything that you lost, hallelujah, you're going to get it back. Oh, glory be to God. Man of God, can I just say, I receive that word. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
I receive word right now. Do me a favor. If you are listening to KDFI Radio right now, will you go ahead and put it in the WhatsApp? Just say you need to get on KDFI Radio. It's happening right now. The Eastern region is going forth. I need everybody who's on the line, go ahead and post in the WhatsApp, text somebody, say you need to get on KDFI Radio. It's going down. Oh, hallelujah. I want that you, if you feel led, to just pray for a moment, because there are some people who, as you were preaching, were hearing that word and say, I lost some stuff, preacher. I hear you, I lost some stuff. I lost a husband, a wife, I lost a job, I lost a house. And I'm feeling discouraged right now. But I'm just hoping that they can tap into the anointing that's flowing right now. And if you will just pray over every person who's listening, that they would be encouraged and know that restoration is on the way. While people are telling people to get on, will you just pray?
Yes, ma'am. Dearly Father, we come to you as humble as we know how. Lord God, we ask him right now that you restore everything to the people that they have lost. Lord God, they lost their job, they lost their spouses, they lost their homes, they lost cars. But Lord God, we ask right now, give it all back to them. Give them double for their trouble, Lord God. Lord God, there's somebody that's standing on the verge of about to give up right now. Touch them right now. Let them know, Lord God, that by your stripes that they are healed, all they got to do is just continue to keep holding on and keep pressing on. Tell them not to give up. And, Lord God, we ask that right now, just touch this whole nation right now. This pandemic has went by and folks have lost almost everything. But, Lord God, we believe in you. We believe that you're going to restore it all back to them. All we got to do is just have patience and have faith as a grain of a mustard seed. Because we know you can move any kind of mountain that might stand in our way. And, Lord God, we ask all these things. Your precious, righteous, and everlasting name we do pray. Let us all say amen.
Man of God, there might be someone, and we thank you for that mighty prayer. There might be someone that heard the word that everything you lost, you're going to get it back. And they might just invite you to come and speak in their service, or might just want to contact you for prayer, for fellowship. So can you tell the people just your Instagram platform and how they can get in touch with you?
You can get in contact with me by email at pastor_Clemons, which is C-L-E-M-O-N-S, @yahoo.com. Or you can reach out to me on Facebook. It's under Derek Clemons. Or you can reach me by phone, 336-486-6472. That number again is 336-486-6472.
Amen. Praise God. And you just hear the heart of a servant leader who says, here's my Facebook, my email, even my phone number. Call and reach out to me. Amen. We just thank you, man of God, for having that kind of heart. Just bless God for you. Listen, please don't go anywhere, because at the end of the show, we want to bring you back. Listen, everyone, we are just getting started. There's more anointed words on KDFI Radio on today. We are so grateful for what our ears have heard. But let me tell you, we have two more men of God who are going to come forth and bless us. We're going to take a short break. Oh, glory be to God. And I tell you, as he was preaching, this was ringing in my heart, because I've lost some things. But let me tell you, if it weren't for the Lord, I never would have made it. We'll be right back.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through,
this is Presiding Prelate Bishop Derek Robinson. You're listening to KDFI Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everyone. You are listening to KDFI Radio, and we need your help. We want you to go right now to $KDFI Radio and be a blessing to the mighty men of God who are coming for today. That's $KDFI Radio. And can I tell you what I just did? I just sowed my seed, and I am excited about it. Oh, glory be to God. Well, we're getting ready to bring the next man of God forward from the eastern region. Hallelujah. Pastor Akeem Downs. Amen. Good afternoon, man of God. You're on KDFI Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. Good afternoon. God bless you.
Amen. We're so delighted that you have joined us on today. Will you tell the people the name of your church? I know you want to give your church a shout out. The name of your church, how long you've been pastoring, and where you're located.
The name of my church is Ebenezer Baptist Church, and we are located in Spartanburg, South Carolina. And I've been pastoring this great body for 4 years.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, we know that there is a word on the inside of you. We know that your church family's listening, your KDFI family is listening, and we want you to go forth, man of God.
Amen. God bless all of you to all of you who are listening in the many capacities you serve, to Bishop Robinson, Bishop Allen, and all the other friends and family of KDFI. I appreciate the opportunity to come before you, and I don't take it lightly. So let's jump right in to the Gospel of St. John, chapter 15, verse 4 through 7. St. John 15, 4 through 7. And it says, "Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them together and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you." Let us pray for just a moment. Father God, we appreciate the word that you have placed in me. God, we just ask that your word go forth. God, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, for just the next few moments, I want to tag this text just by encouraging you to stay plugged in. Stay plugged in. It's so easy to be disconnected in this season that we're in. It's easy to become disconnected because with COVID-19 and things, we have to socially distance and we have to be apart from one another, be apart from the people that we love and care about. And because of this physical separation, it sometimes will cause spiritual separation. But I want to encourage you to stay plugged in. I have a testimony to share that many of you can testify the same exact testimony. I use my cell phone as an alarm, and I plug my phone to charge at night, laying next to me on my nightstand. And I woke up the next morning when my alarm went off, and I received a notification on my phone of a low battery. Now, I had my phone plugged up all night long, and I don't understand what was happening because my phone was plugged up. Well, after investigating, I pulled my phone. I noticed my cable had more slack than usual, and I noticed that the phone was not plugged in. Though I thought I was charging my phone, it was not connected to the power source. It was drained because it was not connected properly to the power source. And let me talk to you all out there who may be experiencing some low battery, that your body is giving you a notification that you're drained, physically drained, emotionally drained, your relationships are drained, you're spiritually drained. Your motivation is drained. Your patience is drained. Getting tired, worn out, and exhausted. You're drained. And there's nothing worse than somebody testing your patience when you have none. There's nothing worse than someone challenging you when you have nothing else to give. What happens, family, when you're drained? What happens when your hope for something better is drained? Look, you thought that this whole coronavirus would turn around, and by this point, you had to separate from your churches. You had to come out of gathering together, and you thought by now we would be back together. You thought by now things would have turned around. You might have some things in your life that you thought that by now it would have turned around. By now I would have come out of this. By now I wouldn't be dealing with this. By now I wouldn't be facing the challenges and the obstacles that I face. However, you notice that as time went on, as the challenge went longer, as the coronavirus has kept us separated even longer, as time has continued to pass us by, even our hope is drained. What is it like when everything in your life seems to be drying up? What happens? Listen, some of us have said, if I can only just make it to the house of the Lord, if I can just tune in, if I can just see the people, if I can just hear the songs of Zion, I think I'll be all right. But far too long, we've made the church our power source. How many of you know that the church is not your power source? For far too long, we've made gospel music our power source. For far too long, we've been depending on good singing and good preaching to be our power source. For far too long, we've been depending on the amen and the hallelujahs and the shouting from the crowd to be our power source. And that's good and all, but some of us have even depended on our pocketbook to be our power source. When you don't feel like you got power from the inside, you begin to show it and display it in other ways. You know, you're stopped to your drop, driving a car that you can't afford, thinking you got some power, living in a house you can't afford but no furniture, thinking that you got some power. Because listen, brothers and sisters, we all desire power. Nobody wants to be weak. Nobody wants to be shown as weak and frail and fragile. And so we boast ourselves on how much money we have. We boast on what positions we hold to show that we got some power. But let me tell you that your church is not your power source. Your position is not your power source. How much money you have in the bank is not your power source. I come to tell you that Jesus Christ is our power source. You want to know how I know? The verse says, Jesus said in chapter 15 of John, I am the vine, meaning that he is the source of our power. But then Jesus mentions the relationship. Just like my phone had a relationship with the wall outlet for getting power, it says here, he says, I am the vine and you are the branches. You connect to me. He says, he who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. I probably read that too fast, so let me slow down here so that you can grasp this. I said, he who abides in me and I abide in you, it works both ways. When we're connected together, we'll bear much fruit. Now, as a good preacher, I got to show some good homiletical skills here. So let's put this in context here, that Jesus was giving his disciples. He was telling them, listen, this party has been good. It's been a good 3 years. We've raised the dead. We've healed the sick. I've given you power to cast out demons. Look, it's been real fun, but I didn't come to stay. I got to go. We got to go. So he told them, even though I'm leaving, don't be troubled, because I'm sending a comforter to help you, to be your guide, to give you direction, and to give you strength. He said, let not your heart be troubled. Don't get discouraged. Be not afraid. Because as long as you abide in me and I in you, you'll have what you need. Well, preacher, this sounds good and all. It sounds great, but how do you stay plugged in? I hear what you're saying, and listen, life is hard, and times are challenging, and people are on unemployment, and people are struggling just to make ends meet. How do I stay plugged in when all I want to do is unplug? All I want to do is hide under the bed and close the drapes. All I want to do is just stay in. How do I stay plugged in? Well, verse 7 gives you a clue. Verse 7 says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you. First of all, you need to stay plugged in through the word. You stay plugged in through the word of God. Listen, Psalms 1 and 3 says that if you stay plugged into the word and meditate on his word day and night, Psalms 1 and 3 says you should be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever he do shall prosper. I don't know about you, but I want everything that I'm doing to prosper. Anything that I put my hands to, I want it to prosper. But I've learned that the only way I'm going to be able to prosper is to stay connected to the vine. We have to stay connected to his word. We got to know who we're singing about and who we're preaching about and who we're proclaiming as God, our Savior. We have to stay connected through his word. But then there's a part B to that verse. Verse 7 says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. So that means that I need to pray. To stay plugged in, I need to communicate with God. I need to ask some things of him. I don't have it all, and I don't have all the answers, and I don't have all the strength, so I need to ask the one who has it. Because he says, when you stay plugged in, you produce fruit. That God's goal for us is to expand and to multiply and to produce more fruit. Because I've learned that my joy is produced when I stay plugged in, that I produce the fruit of peace when I stay plugged in, that I produce the fruit of patience when I stay plugged in. I'm not short with people when I stay plugged in to the power source. I have hope when I'm plugged in. I have strength when I'm plugged in. I have self-discipline, and I walk in the authority of Almighty God when I stay plugged in. I'm more than a conqueror through him who loves me when I'm plugged in. I know that all things work together for my good when I'm plugged in. I can walk in the favor of God when I'm plugged in. Listen, brothers and sisters, if we stay plugged in, we have power. When we stay plugged in, any obstacle has to move out of our way because we are connected to the power source. Don't unplug yourself. It's easy to just throw your hands up and say, I give up. It's easy to throw your hands up and say, I'll wait till all this is over. I'll wait till all this stuff passed. But he's telling us here in this moment to stay the course. I don't know who I'm talking to because somebody's discouraged. Somebody wants to give up. Somebody wants to give up that dream that God planted on the inside of you. Somebody wants to throw in the towel and say, this is too hard. This is too much. Stay plugged in, brothers and sisters. God has something for us. He has a work for us. He has a way for us. And we together need to stay plugged in so we can be like that tree planted by the waters, that everything we do shall prosper. Amen. God bless you all. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. I'm glad I was on mute and you did hear me, man of God, because I'm over here just shouting and giving God some thank God for the mute button because I would have distracted you. Oh, hallelujah.
So, amen.
A word, stay plugged in. And I believe that you just delivered a challenging word to people right now. Because I think because of the coronavirus, some people feel disconnected, you know, preaching the word and, you know, supposed to be living what they're preaching and trying their best and serving the Lord, whether they're in the pulpit or a lay person. But it's hard to feel connected when everything is so disconnected. So I think that you just issued a challenge to the people of God that we got to, no matter what it looks like, smells like, feels like, we've got to stay connected. Amen. Hallelujah. I really, really felt what you were saying when you said your position, your wallet, whatever you have, is not your power source. And so I am going to, because this is an anointed word that's going forth, I'm going to ask you to pray over the people that they would have the faith to get connected like they used to be. Just because we're practicing social distancing doesn't mean we have to be socially distant from each other or from God. And so I just want you to just pray over that leader. Amen. That choir member, that deacon, that person that just stumbled along on this program, maybe they're not even going to church and they desire to be connected, that you would pray over them that they would plug up to the true source. Would you do that for us?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we are grateful for the word that went forth. God, we are praying for those and encouraging those, God, that need, God, some strength. God, so that they can run this race. God, they may have big ambitions and goals, and God, you may have planted in their minds dreams, and now all they see is stop signs and roadblocks. But God, give it to them again. God, give them the energy and the strength, God, to keep running, to keep moving. God, give them a second wind, God. That when, God, that they're tired now, but God, give them a second wind to continue to run, God. They continue to move. God, they continue to move forward and build your kingdom here on earth. God, we ask, God, that you give them strength to stand, Lord God, stand in boldness, stand, God, against all odds, against all obstacles, against all challenges, God, no matter what's going on in their church, no matter what's going on in their home, God, bless them to be able to stand against it in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Man of God, I'm ready for my second wind. Hallelujah. I like that. I'm ready for my second wind. I think I can run on a little while longer. Amen. Listen, please don't go anywhere. We want to bring you back at the end of the show and hopefully have all the men of God who have gone forth to come back and just talk to us for a few minutes before we go. So please don't go anywhere. And again, thank you for that word. Listen, we need to stay plugged in. And as a matter of fact, speaking of plugging in, I need you all to plug into the Cash App right now. $KDFI Radio. Listen, I would not ask you to do something that I have not already done. So I've sown my seed. I challenge you to sow yours because you can't beat God's giving. Amen. $KDFI Radio needs you to sow right now. Listen, don't go anywhere. As a matter of fact, I need you to go in the WhatsApp. I need you to text somebody because we have another fire word that's going to come and bless our very soul. And everyone needs to hear what's getting ready to come forth. We're going to be back after this short break. And let me tell you something. After that word, I think I can fight a little bit. As a matter of fact, this means war.
Might as well put your hands together.
This means war.
This means.
Presiding Prelate Bishop Derek Robinson. You're listening to KDFI Radio.
Oh, hallelujah. You are listening to KDFI Radio. Amen. We want to thank the people who are sowing. God bless you. Amen. We want you to know because of you, we are going to be able to bless the mighty men of God who have come forth. You might have just clicked on. Hallelujah. Well, guess what? If you just clicked on, you're getting ready to hear a mighty word from a mighty man of God. And we want you to tap into this anointing. So go to $KDFI Radio and be a part of the movement that is happening right now. Well, I don't know about you, but I am excited. We are bringing on right now Pastor Jeffrey Williams. Welcome, man of God. You're on KDFI Radio.
Hello. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you so much for joining us. We're so excited to have you. Will you let the people know where you are from, where you pastor, and the name of your church?
I am from Greenville, South Carolina, and I pastor the Golden View Baptist Church in Fountain Inn, South Carolina. Been here the last 5 years.
Amen. Praise God. Well, we know that you want to give a shout out to your church. I'm sure they're listening. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, I know that there's a word of God on the inside of you. I want to get out of the way so that you can come forth and bless us with what thus saith the Lord. Man of God, go forth.
Turn with me to Psalms 119, verse 71. King James Version says this: "It is good for me that I had been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes." Father, we pray now in Jesus' name that you will be with us in this moment of preaching. We pray that you will speak to us, help us, encourage us, but most of all, deliver us by your word in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to tag this from this thought: we are better because of it. We are better because of it. In this particular psalm, we find that David is having a moment of reflection. He's reflecting on his time of running and going through. He was on the run because they were trying to kill him, so he was hiding. But in this passage of scripture, we find that David is reflecting and reminiscing on how good God had been to him. In this particular verse, he tells us, he says, "It was good for me that I had been afflicted so that I might learn thy statutes." David makes that understanding because he realizes that what he has dealt with, what he has been going through, and what he has endured has prepared him for the next stage and the next moment of life. Can I submit to us today that whenever you go through something, you ought to count it a privilege and an honor because it's working out for your good? David is testifying. He understands that because of what he went through, he learned some things that he did not know before. David was reminiscing, and he began to think about the goodness and the grace and the mercy of God in such a way that at one point in time in one of the Psalms, he declared that "I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth." That is significant because how is it that you're going through what you're going through and you're running and the enemy is trying to kill you, but yet you make a conscious decision that you're going to bless the Lord at all times? How is it that you got hell on every end, you got folk that are trying to take you out and trying to plot against you, but yet you choose to bless God because you understand that what was designed to kill you is only going to make you better? Yes, you can shout because he tells us in Romans 8 and 28, "And we know that all things work together for the good of them that love him and those who are called according to his purpose." You ought to shout right now. You ought to lift him up now because it's going going to work out because there's purpose in the midst of what you're going through. David declares that, look at here, it was good for me because it was beneficial for me, because I learned some things about myself, and then I learned some things about God. Can I help us understand that there's no need of us going through if we're not going to come out better than what we went in? There's no need of you going through all the pain and the agony that you're going through if you're not going to learn something about you, but most of all, if you're not going to learn something about God. All of us know God to be a provider. All of us know him to be a sustainer. We know him to be a way maker. But when you really get into trouble, that's when you go into the secret place and you learn and you discover who God really is. You discover that there's another side of him, because although you need him to make a way, sometimes you need him to be a healer, God. Sometimes you need him to be the peace that you need in your life. David says it was beneficial for me because while I was hiding, I had nobody that could distract me. While I was hiding, I had no other choice but to look at who I was in the mirror and to allow God to speak to me and to prepare me for what I was getting ready to do. Can I submit to you that when you go in hiding and in isolation, that's a good thing, because that means that God is keeping you here for the right moment and the right time. In the right moment, in the right time, God will bring you up and bring you out. David, he declared, it was good for me that I was afflicted. It was good that I got lied on. It was good that I was in trouble. It was good that things did not go my way. It was very good, because guess what? The moment that things became ungood, that's when I cried to the Lord. And when I cried to him, he heard me and delivered me. You know, the word says that when the righteous cry, he heareth them and delivered them out of all of their troubles, out of all of their fears. You ought to be giving God the glory and giving God the praise, because in this moment that David is here, David learned how to cry out to God, and God comes to his rescue. David testifies a lot in the book of Psalms because he knows who God is. One minute he says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The next minute he says that the Lord is my refuge and strength, a very present help in the time of trouble. He testifies that the Lord is my light and my salvation. Of whom shall I fear? When you go through everything that you go through, good God Almighty, that when you go through it, then God teaches you who he is. And then you can be like David. You can testify and say that it was good for me that I went through what I went through. He goes through it. His cry gets him delivered, but he overcame it because God delivered him. He overcame it because God was the one that came to his rescue. I got to leave you, but I just wanted to encourage you, to let you know that everything that you went through, everything that you're going through, everything that you shall go through is meaningful in your life. It has purpose tied up in it. It's good that they lied. It's good that you got sick. It's good that you became broke. Why? Because guess what? God is getting ready to bring you through and bring you over. Can I submit to some pastor that is listening? It was good that coronavirus had to shut your church down for a while, because now God is developing and redeveloping ministry inside of you and inside of the people that are connected to you. But the good news of this is that if we do what the word says, and that is be not weary in well-doing, in due season we shall reap if we faint not. I came to encourage you today to hang in and don't complain about the trouble, because the trouble is necessary for you to go to the next dimension of God. For the Bible declares that our light affliction is but for a moment, and it worketh for us a far more exceeding weight of eternal glory. I dare you to lift your hands where you are and say, my testimony is it was good for me that I was afflicted. I shout the way I shout because of the trouble that I went through. I dance the way I dance because of the trouble that I went through. I give God the glory because if it had not been for him who was on my side, I don't know where I would be. I'm pulling the witness story. There's a story about a man named Johnny. Johnny got up every Sunday. He spun around and jumped in the church to the point where it frustrated to the pastor, huh? And then you have to do something about Nelly. Because he keeps shouting every Sunday. The pastor said, I'm dealing with Johnny. But then Johnny came back the next week and did the same thing. So the deacons got the pastor. And they got Johnny and went in the office. And the pastor sat Johnny down. And said, Johnny, we got a problem. Johnny said, what is that? He said that you keep dancing and making noise. But before Johnny replied to the pastor, there was a knock at the door. That was the mother of the church. She said, well, pastor, I know I'm out of order, but don't mess with Johnny. Because Johnny been through hell. Johnny praised God the way he praised it. Because when Johnny was 10, he went through a house fire. That burnt up his vocal cords. He went through a house fire that killed his mother and his father. But he made it out alive. And ever since then, he's been giving God the praise. Because it was good that he went through what he went through. Because if it had not been for that, he would have known the way he knows. So give God the praise. Give God the honor. Because it was good. Said it was real good that you were afflicted. I'm done now. But be encouraged that come one day that God will. He'll take care of you.
Don't stop preaching. Don't stop preaching. We need some more. Keep going, Pastor. Keep going.
Hallelujah. Encouraged in knowing that God is going to see you through everything that you're dealing with. Reality is, it don't look good now. Good God Almighty.
My God.
But the one thing is for sure is that God is right there in the trouble. David said, look here. Hey, it was good for me. It made me better. It made me stronger. And it made me wiser. I don't know, but Pastor, be encouraged. The fight has been worth it. Because there's a reward waiting on the other side. You're better because of it. Every lick, every bruise, every scar, every tear, every loss has been worth it because of the glory of God that shall be revealed inside of us. Listen, I don't know, but my prayer for you is that you will look at the good because the good outweighs the bad. Even though it looks dim now, there's still good in the midst of that. But he's working it out in your favor. Listen, I love y'all. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Just use me while I shout. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. I received that word. And man of God, what a word. What a word. What a word. Hallelujah. Oh, thank God for you. Amen. I know that after that, there's going to be somebody that says, how can I get him to come to my church? How can I get him to preach my revival? I need to get connected to that man of God. Can you just tell the people how they could stay connected to you, how they can get in contact?
Yes, I can be found on Facebook. I have two Facebook pages. Both of them are under Pastor Jeffrey L. Williams. And you can find me on Instagram under Pastor JLW. And my email is PastorJLWilliams@iCloud.com. And all those are the ways that you'll be able to reach me.
Amen. Praise God. Well, we don't want you to go anywhere. As a matter of fact, we're hoping to bring back all the preachers right now. But listen, you may have just got on and stumbled onto some of the best preaching that you've heard in a long time. That's right. You're on KDFI Radio, and the Eastern region has gone forth. But let me tell you the good news. This is a podcast. So we want you to go back and listen to the show all over again. You have a homework assignment. We want you to send that podcast out to as many people as you can so that they can be blessed by the word of God. And right now we want to bring back, we have Pastor Jeffrey Williams who have just gone forth. We have Pastor Akeem Downs, amen, and Pastor Derek Clemens, amen. And we want to make sure that we have all of them on the line right now. Pastor Clemens, are you back with us?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Amen. Pastor Downs, are you back with us?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Hallelujah. Men of God, you brought the fire. And I want you to know Bishop Robinson is always bragging on the Eastern region. Bishop Robinson is always bragging on the beast in the East. Amen. And everybody now knows why he's always bragging, because you all brought a mighty, mighty word. As a matter of fact,
the
we're going to find out
here.
If we have.
Yes, we are.
Oh.
Yes,
we have
we
our
are.
International presiding bishop on with us. Hello, Bishop.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Listen, I tell you, you all brought the word. I'm telling you, what a powerful word. Pastor Downs, Pastor Williams, and Pastor Clement. Yeah, we are the beast in the east. And guess what? You all know y'all preached today. So we're excited. We're excited.
Hallelujah. Amen. Well, Bishop, I think before we interview our pastors, I think that we should go to the phone lines and see if we have a comment. I believe that we have one of our faithful listeners on, Overseer Don Armstead. Are you with us?
God bless you. Yes, I'm here. I'm here. To God be the glory. Ain't nothing like some good preaching. And I actually got in on the tail end, and I thank God that it is a podcast so that I know that I can go back and listen to everybody, every message in its entirety. But I thank God for the opportunity to sow in the good word. But I heard something that blessed me. It just reminded me of some things, and God's commitment, and that was necessary trouble. I thank God for necessary trouble, because I think about Joseph, I think about Job, and I think about necessary. Hey, glory. Hey, Jesus. Hey, in the storm right now, but I thank God I got peace because I know that it's necessary trouble. To God be the glory.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. God bless y'all.
Hallelujah.
And the preacher.
Thank you, Overseer Armstead. Always so faithful and listening, and always so faithful and sowing. We thank God for you. Amen. Once again, if you just happen to come on right now, don't be dismayed, because this is a podcast. You can use the link as soon as the show is over to go back and listen to every single preacher and how they blessed us. Let me tell you what else they can do. You can go to $KDFI Radio right now and be a part of blessing these mighty men of God. I want you to know I was excited to sow. This is good ground. Amen. And we're excited that you're going to go right now to $KDFI Radio and be a blessing. Amen. Well, Pastor Williams, Pastor Downs, Pastor Clemens, before we go, we just want to find out a little bit about what's been going on with you all during the pandemic. How has pastoring changed for you? How are you connecting with your congregants? What has it been like being a faith leader during a time of unprecedented crisis? Pastor Clemens, will you go first?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, during this time, we have been doing Zoom service and parking lot service where we got an FM transmitter, and the people sit in their cars, and I'm the only one inside the church, and the radio signal goes out to their cars where they can have the cars on with their air on, or they can have the cars turned off and still listen to the radio. And God has been good, because Each Sunday we have had a packed parking lot, anywhere from 100 to 150, sometimes 200, and so the Lord has been blessing us.
Amen. And you said you had what kind of transmitter?
An FM transmitter, which goes into our amplifier, and then you tune to the radio station that has the static, and then that is the station that you tell the people to turn it on in their cars, and they can hear it in the cars. So you don't have to take no speakers or nothing outside. Everything stays in the church, and they stay in the cars.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I had not heard that before. Pastor, you might have just blessed some pastor, some other pastor that heard you and said, I want to try that. Amen. So we thank God for you. And I know that you gave your email before, but there might have been a leader that just heard that and wants to connect with you to find out how they can do that with their church and have a parking lot service doing that. Can you just give them your email or your information one more time?
Yeah, the email is pastor_Clemons, C-L-E-M-O-N-S, at yahoo.com, or you can reach me by phone, 336-486-6472.
Amen. Praise God. That just blessed my soul. Amen. Pastor Downs, would you let our listening audience know what has it been like pastoring during a time of unprecedented crisis?
It's been quite interesting. I will say I probably have slightly a different outlook on this because it's actually helped us reset. That we've been able to kind of start over and kind of cut out some things and start some new things. And so that's been exciting for us. We are a congregation of about 100, and we've just started the process of coming back into our sanctuary. You know, we have it roped off and things of that nature. And I knew everybody wasn't going to come back, so we're still streaming our messages online every Sunday, but we have about 20 to 30 that comes every Sunday into worship with us. So it's been quite interesting.
Amen. I like how you said it's time to reset. Amen. Hallelujah. To start over. I like that. Hallelujah. And what a wonderful perspective to have. I know you won't mind if I just turn that into a sermon for my next Sunday service. It's time to hit the reset button. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hey,
I like that.
Amen.
Amen. You just gave me my sermon. Amen. Hallelujah. But it's so good to hear your enthusiasm to say that we could start over. And I think that's going to be a blessing to the listening audience to know that you can start over during this time. Amen. Pastor Williams, hallelujah, will you come forward and just tell us what has it been like pastoring during coronavirus?
It's been wonderful. It's been a blessed time and opportunity for us. We've been in the parking lot. We just recently ended that to go back full live stream, and we're in the transition mode of trying to transition people back in. And in the process of this, there's a pastor who has been ill, and so I've kind of been – his people have kind of been mixed in with my people, so I'm kind of pastoring two churches at one time. So it's been interesting, but yet it's been a blessing, and it's been very beneficial to me because prior to the pandemic, I had not preached because I was ill. And so when the pandemic hit, I came back into this thing full force. God gave me another chance at life, and he gave me another chance to do ministry because for the last 2.5 years,
hallelujah,
I suffered in my body and was not able to preach like I was accustomed to preaching. And my church had to go without hearing my voice. And so God brought me back for this moment and this time. And so I'm just grateful for what he's done, and he's kept me afloat throughout the entire pandemic.
Amen. Hallelujah. That sounds like a testimony we would want to hear another time. Amen. About how you were ill. You said for 2 years?
Yes, ma'am.
My God. And I like how you said the Lord brought you back for this time. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we want to thank God for each and every one of you. I tell you, of all the interviews we've done, you all are just so positive and enthusiastic and just letting the people know that this doesn't have to be the worst time of your preaching history, your preaching ministry, but that it can be a time of reset, of rebirth. It can be a time of great joy and great connection. And we just want to thank you. I know that the fellowship is excited. Listen, I know you three mighty men of God didn't know you were going to get homework assignment, but that's what happens when you come on KDFI Radio. Who knows what's going to happen? Your assignment, men of God, is to send this link out to everyone you know so that they can hear the word that have come forward. And that goes for everyone under the sound of my voice. We want you to send out this link so that people can be blessed by the beast in the east and they can hear the word that have gone forward. Amen. We are excited about what our ears have heard and what our spirits have felt. Bishop Robinson, are you still with us?
Oh, yes, we're still here. Listen, I'm excited, and we have some amazing gifts the Lord has blessed the Eastern region with. And I tell you, some of the great preaching minds are on this line. Pastor Downs, Pastor Clemens, and Pastor Williams. We are certainly thankful to God for such a powerful, powerful word. So I'm excited. Amen. And I didn't get to hear the full broadcast, but I'm going back to listen from the beginning to the end and be blessed all over again.
Amen. Thank you, Bishop. And can we take a moment to say thank you? Because if it were not for your obedience to the vision that God has given you, there would be no KDFI and there would be no KDFI Radio. So we just want to thank you for your leadership. Continue to lead us, man of God, and we will continue to follow. Well, listen, everyone, if God says the same, we are going to be back next week with more powerful preaching powerhouses to bring us into the presence of God. If you haven't already, we need you to go to $KDFI Radio and sow into these mighty men of God. It's not too late to sow now. $KDFI Radio. We want you to meet us back here next week. Hallelujah. For more preaching, for more anointing, for more words. Until then, just know that you have been on.
Obviously, before we let the line go, I just want to encourage the people, go sow your seed on Cash App. We want to sow into the life of these preachers. So listen, go and sow your seed, please, at $KDFI Radio. Sow into the life of them. You could sow $10, $5, but I encourage you to sow $20. Go sow that seed today and say, listen, I'm sowing into the word of the Lord that we received on today.
Yes. Amen. Bishop, thank you for that. We know where the bishop goes, the fellowship follows. You just heard our international presiding bishop. We need to sow. $KDFI Radio. Thank you so much for that, Bishop Robinson. Bless you, man of God. Oh, hallelujah. I tell you, I could just shout for a little while, amen, but we're going to be back next week, hallelujah. We're so grateful for what God has done. I tell you, I'm happy in my spirit, amen. You've been listening to KDFI Radio, Kingdom Radio for Kingdom people. God bless you.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People come.
People go.
People go.
Your life has been.
Your life has been.
Out of control.
Out of control.
You're confused.
You're confused.
But don't worry.
Don't worry. Your song, it will get better.
It's gotta get
better. It will get better.
Presiding Prelate Bishop Derek Robinson. You're listening to KDFI Radio.